96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And joining us as we approach 8:30 this morning, we've got Glenn Scott with the Kansas Turnpike Authority as we talk about some, rather visible work that's taking place at the Emporia and Admire toll gates.
Yeah, we got disappearing toll gates out there happening. Hey, Glenn, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. So how are things going from your perspective, from your chair here with the demolition processes that are underway now?
Hey, going really well. Our contractors are taking full advantage of this extended, we'll call it an extended harvest season with all the dry weather, and they've made pretty good progress out there. Last time we talked, they were working on the outsides, and we had traffic in the middle, and we've made that switch now, and you're right, those canopies and booths are gone.
It is a bit jarring, to be honest, to look out that way from the Flint Hills Technical College and look west and not see that blue. You know, that canopy has been a fixture here on the west side of town for about a decade, especially in that particular spot, and you know, likely longer than that. But remind folks why this process is being done now and kind of how this fits into the overall cashless tolling schedule here for the next several months.
Yeah, it's just a part of our overall project to convert to cashless tolling, and that's going to be a seamless entry and exit on and off the turnpike. And then as our customers travel down the turnpike, instead of being tolled when they get off, they're just going to accumulate a incremental toll as they pass underneath those gantries out on our mainline highway. We're traveling full speed out there. We don't have to stop. We're not creating any sort of a bottleneck or a safety hazard on our highways by doing it that way.
Again, Glenn Scott with the Kansas Turnpike with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment Friday morning. It is 8:30, sunshine and 58 degrees right now. Well, Glenn, where are we right now in the overall project here in Emporia and Admire?
So, happy to report, Admire is completed, as well as the exit to the south of Emporia, Cassidy. It's completed as well.
Okay.
At Emporia, we're, like I said, we've moved to the middle, and that's a little bit more extensive work because we've removed the booths and the canopies. That was some heavy lifting, but pretty quick work. Now we're in there knocking out those concrete islands and making preparations for patching that pavement back so that we'll be able to traverse over that with several lanes of traffic in its final state.
Speaking of the Emporia Gate, what is going to follow the concrete work, that concrete removal, and you know, essentially finalizing things here at the Emporia Gate?
Yeah, we're looking right now on our look-ahead schedule with the contractor. Through the end of October, we wrap up our new concrete paving out there. There'll be some final things to put in order, like striping and such, but we expect to have traffic in its final configuration in early to mid-November, definitely by Thanksgiving, we'll be reconfigured out there.
Now, here in Emporia, Glenn, will the speed limits remain the same? You know, there has been some difficulty at times, you know, people getting a little over-anxious getting on and off some of these ramps up there. Is speed limits going to remain what they have been?
They will during construction, and I would just remind everybody that we were always 20 miles per hour up there. We've extended that a little bit for the construction zone itself, but with all that stuff in the way, you know, the toll booths and everything out of the way, people feel like they could drive faster, but we just ask that people be patient. When we get our work done, that final speed limit through there, that segment will be 45 miles an hour.
How different the finished product, we already see how different that's going to look, but, you know, with all the concrete removed, the canopy removed, it just seems like this is going to be a completely different look, in addition to the fact that we're going to have, you know, the slightly different speeds here at Emporia. And how the other question I have here, Glenn, is really how different things are at Admire and Cassidy now, given the fact that those don't have nearly the amount of lanes that the Emporia toll gate has.
Yeah, I believe at Admire, and I know at Cassidy, we just have a single lane of traffic in each direction. With the lower volumes of traffic at both of those interchanges, we just didn't need any more. At Emporia, we'll have multiple lanes of traffic, and there will be short weaving areas between the exit and entry ramps off of the turnpike, and then the US 50 connector over there, the roundabout interchange.
I have another question here, Glenn, and it's not what we had talked about earlier, but it's one that's in development now, and it just kind of came to mind here about the Flint Hills Crossing / Quick Trip project, which is looking like that's going to be full steam ahead between December and maybe July or so. Is that going to change anything with the Emporia flow off Interstate 35 to the Turnpike, or with that potential roundabout on the north side, are you expecting any sort of traffic adjustments or maybe miniature adjustments to come off of I-35 to the Turnpike?
I am not anticipating any adjustments for that development.
Okay.
I believe that is set up to feed off of the roundabout, underneath the roundabout interchange on what I call that 50 connector road. The ramps coming on and off of 35 and feeding into and out of the Turnpike should remain the same once that development is underway and completed.
When do you think you'll have a total wrap done on the Emporia project here, Glenn?
So we expect to have traffic in its final configuration by Thanksgiving, mid-November of this year.
Okay.
We'll have some signing to complete next spring. So with some of the big, larger overhead signing, there's some lead times on the fabrication process for that. We will be wrapping up with some signing work next spring.
Sounds good.
Good progress there, sounds like, Glenn.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Very good. Good weather, good progress.
There you go. Glenn, anything else we're missing?
I don't think so. Thanks for asking.
Well, appreciate it, Glenn. Thanks for your time, as always.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Glenn Scott joining us from the Kansas Turnpike. And, again, work on Admire and Cassidy done, and work done over the next few weeks when it comes to the Emporia Gate. So good news to report there. Don't forget, we've got a Newsmaker 3 coming up here before the hour is out. We'll go through headlines, and then we'll bring on Julie Glass with Newman Regional Health talking about the Wave of Light ceremony set for Tuesday.
KVOE Live and local sunshine, 58 degrees. It is 8:35. Good morning.
It's back for one final day. The massive meat sale at Country Mart. Don't miss